sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'nishmas from our sister Rav Shmuel, l'nishmas Rav Eliyahu Moshe ben Ritzuk Dov, l'nishmas Rav Aaron ben Nasan, l'schus Rav Nirmi Rassi Shiyichu, nachgit l'batzvach Lester, chotech Hatzela, l'nishmas Aaron Yaakov Shachna. The Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Ma'achos Asuris in the sixth halacha says that if basar b'cholov is smoked or cooked in the hot springs of Tiberias, it's usur to do so, but there's no malchus. The Magid Mishnah explains that Ma'ushan is an unresolved question in the Yerushalmi Nedarim, and therefore Safek Torah is lahachmir, but there's going to be no malchus. And Mavashal b'chamit veria says the Magid Mishnah is equal to Ma'ushan, it would appear in the Gemara, and on Shabbos, Mavashal b'chamit veria is pater, as the Rambam says, le'abe Hilchos Shabbos, that one cooks on Shabbos b'chamit veria, he's pater. So that the Magid Mishnah writes, that Mavushal b'chamit veria is equal to Ma'ushan, he's referring to a shaila in the Yerushalmi, that if somebody makes a neder not to be nana from mavushal, is he mutter ben mavushal shen is bashal b'chamit veria? And the Gemara also asks if he's mutter, the Yerushalmi, if he's mutter ben ma'ushan. So therefore you see that the two are equal. The Gemara asks about both. The Rambam lani nidarm, at the beginning of the ninth parak v'chus nidarm paskin, that when it comes to ma'ushan and mavushal b'chamit veria, hochen achar lashem b'nei adam, there you go after what people mean. That's how the Nedarim works. Lashon B'nai Adam, whatever Lashon B'nai Adam is, that's what's considered. That's what the Neder is determined by. But the Gabi Basar B'cholav and the other Shailas, the Rambam paskins that it's a Suffolk. And the reason is, that Suffolk is fake Darais L'chumra. So that we're going to answer it because it's a Suffolk, we go L'chumra. But there's going to be no malchus. However, the question is, according to the Magid Mishnah, why the Gabi Basar B'cholav? That's very odd. It comes out according to the Magid Mishnah. The Gabi Basar B'cholav, person's Bavasha B'chamit Veria, it's a Sveka D'Araisa L'chumra. But the Gabi Shabbos, if someone's Bavasha B'chamit Veria, he's Pater Medin Vadai. And only the Rabbanan is Aser. Gzera Atu told us Saor that he's going to cook with the derivative of fire. Like we see in the Gemara on Shabbos, in the Rambam 9th Berak of Hilchos Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi Nedarim asked both about Shabbos and about Basar B'cholav. So why does the Rambam say, according to Magid Mishnah, like Abay Basar B'cholav, Vasha B'chamit Veriz, Sveka D'Araisa L'chumra? And the Gabi Shabbos, he's Pater Bavadai. He's Mavasha B'chamit Veria. In the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, in Parakla Gadol, it says, Atzolah v'ntagam v'asholik v'ma'ashen kulam mishum v'ashol. If somebody roasts, fries, cooks very well, smokes, it's all a din bishul. So the Achronim already roam it on the point that in Nedarim the Gemara is a Shaila, and then Masechet Shabbos it's Pashut. What's the din of Ma'ashen? Ma'ashen is Mevashel. So I come by Nedarim, we're not sure what Ma'ashen means, but on Shabbos it's Pashat that Ma'ashin is Mevashal. So if Chavroni Zatzal in his Masis Moshe explains as follows. That Chamit Veria, when you cook in Chamit Veria and you're Mevashal B'chami, you cook in the sun, it's Mutter on Shabbos. Rashi explains in Shabbos because it's not Derech Bishal. According to this we can say that as far as the Indian of Lo Sevashal Basar B'cholav, You're not over. Why not? Why by Basir B'cholov are you not over? Linyan lab de loy sevashel. Gam by Basir B'cholov ain't over. Because loy sevashel is only if it's done derech bishel. And therefore Chami Tveri is not derech bishel. The shaila is l'inyan achila. Im iser achila mishum de mevushel biyachad basir b'cholav. Is there going to be an iser achila when the basir b'cholav is cooked together? Is this considered that it was cooked? By Chami Tveria, by Metzias, it's Mavushal Kumo Idea Eish. Just letting you in the Maisa Bishal, it's not Derech Levashal Bacham Chami Tveria. So it could be that Legabe Lo Sevashal, it is considered Mavushal, because in the Metzias it's Mavushal. So as far as the Maisa Bishal goes, on Shabbos, is a Maisa Bishel. You're only chayav as a Maisa Bishel. And Chami Tveri is not considered a Maisa Bishel. But as far as the Metzias goes, by Metzias, it's Mavushel. Just like if you eat the food, it'll taste cooked. So maybe it's going to be Asir Al Tzbasir B'Cholav. Because by Metzias, it's cooked. Or maybe no. Since there's no iser of lois sevashel, because it's not considered cooking, mamela it's not considered eating. You're not eating food that was cooked. Since it's not considered that you cooked it, mamela it's not considered cooked food as far as the iser of you're not allowed to eat meat and milk that were cooked together either. You're not allowed to cook it, you're not allowed to eat it. As far as cooking it, it's not derech bishel in the water. But now the b'metzias it's cooked. So are you allowed to eat it? Maybe yes, because you didn't cook it. Since you didn't cook it, you can eat it. Or maybe no, since b'metzias it's cooked. You're not allowed to eat it, even though you didn't do a ma'aseh bishul. In Chulin Adav Kuf Ches, it says there that Abai holds that Basar B'cholav, the Isser is because it's nice in time Zeh B'Zeh. Basar and the Cholav give taste to each other. And Rava holds, no, 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 it's a Chiddush. Basar B'cholav is a Chiddush because Basar is Mutter and Cholav is Mutter. And just the mixture is Aser. And the issue is not Tarobas Tamim. That wouldn't bother us. Just the very fact that it was cooked together in the same pot, even if it's just a tiny bit of basar and a huge pot of chalav, even if there's no tam in the chalav, it still should be asr, it's just not derech bishul b'kach. So the reason it's asr is not because of the tarobas tamim, but the derech habishul, there's going to be a tarobas tamim. It's going to be a mixture of tastes. Ayin sham the Gemara and Chulin and of Kufches, Abai holds Basar B'chol v'zasim mishim naisein tam, and Rava holds no, not because of tarobas tamim. And in theory, even if there is no tarobas tamim, if it were derech bishul, a person would be chayiv. So according to this, according to Abaye, why? Because it gives time. As long as it gives time, it's enough. But according to Rava, we have a shayla. According to Rava, you need derech bishul. Chami Tver is not derech bishul. So we could say that that's the Shaila in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi's wondering if we hold like Abaye or like Rava. And therefore the Yerushalmi wonders about Chami Tveria. If one is neither Chami Tveria, is he Mutter B'Mu'ushan? Do we say it's Aser because it's not Saint Tam? Or we say no. The issue isn't giving Tam. The issue is that it has to be Derech Bishul. And this isn't Derech Bishul. Maybe that's Taka the Shal of the Yerushalmi. And since according to Rav it's a Chiddush that Basar B'Cholav is Asar, and it's not Mishum the Sinas Tam, so it's Mistaber that it's the Maisa Bishul that Asers. And if there's no lab of Leisiv Vashel on the Bishul, the person's also not going to be over on Achila. This is a problem with the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that it's Aser. The Rambam says that it's Aser. Mishum Sveka D'Oraisa, that would mean the Rambam's passing like Abaye. Because Abaye said it's Mishum Nesinas Tam, and in Chami Tveria there's Nesinas Tam. According to Rava, it's okay because it's not Derech Bishul B'Kach. According to Abaye, it's not. The Rambam passing like Abaye, we don't passing like Abaye. Only Yal Kagam. So it's hard to say that that's the Suffolk of the Yerushalmi. We hold like Abaye and Rava, or Rava, because then the Rambam is passing like Abaye. Maybe the Shaila of the Gemara is, if Bishul B'Chama, or Toldos Chama, Kamo Chami Tveria, is Mavushal B'Metzias or not Mavushal B'Metzias? Maybe that's the question. We see that there's a difference in Menachas Chaf Aleph. We see there's a difference between the cooking of the sun and the cooking of the of fire. So maybe it's Taka not considered. It's not even considered that it's Mavushal. Before we said it's Mavushal b'Metzias, but it's not a Maisa Bishul. Maybe it's not even Mavushal b'Metzias. Earlier on we said that you're not going to be over on Lo Sevashel because there's no Maisa Bishul. The Shaila is there an Isser Achila? Shaila is only an Isser Achila, is it considered like it's Mavushal? Because now that B'Metzias it's cooked, maybe you're not allowed to eat it. But as far as the Maisa Bishul, it's not a Maisa Bishul. So Yesh La'ayin Mipsachim Em Aleph says there Mevashel B'Chami Tveria B'Shabbos Pater, that if you cook in Chami Tveria on Shabbos you're Pater, but Pesach that you're Mevashel and Aleph Mevashel B'Pesach, Pesach that you're Mevashel B'Chami Tveria you're Chayiv. So Gemara says why Shabbos? No, because you require Toldos Eish. Pesach Nami it's also not Toldos Eish. So Amar Rav, am I Chayiv Deka? What does it mean Chayiv? That you're over Mishum Tzli Eish. That's what it means, Chayiv. Chayiv means that you're over on Tzli Eish. That you didn't roast it. It's not that you cooked it, but you didn't roast it. You're not over on Bashal Mavushal B'Mayim. Rashi says that Chamitveria is not Bishul Agabi Shabbos, and it's also not Bishul Aginyan Pesach. For neither of them it's Bishul. And therefore on Shabbos you're Pater, and in Pesach the only issue is he didn't roast it, but it's not an issue of cooking it. Now by Korban Pesach, it doesn't say Lo Sevashel. It says not to eat it cooked. So if it's true what we said before, that by Chamitveria it's called cooked, but it's not that you cooked it, just the Metzias is cooked, but not that you did a Maisa Bishul. So by Pesach, that the Isser isn't the cooking. The Isser is the eating. Eating Mefushel. So why do we say that you're not over? And that Basar B'cholov is a Suffolk? Basar B'cholov, we say that it might be that a Metzias of Bishul, you didn't do a Maisa Bishul, but the Metzias of Bishul answers it B'achiva. So why by Korban Pesach, where the Yisr is to eat it Mevushel? Why do we say you're definitely not over? You're definitely not over on eating Mevushel. The Metzias, maybe it's Mevushel, like with Basar B'cholov. That's a big kasha. So in the Sefer Masis Moshen, Psachim and Simen Kufches, he explains that according to Rebbe, the lav of Lo Sochel Mevushel is not a din bofen achila. It's a din in the Korban Pesach that you have to make it sli bebasar, muzrika bedam. It's part of the avod of the Korban Pesach to roast it. But it's not a din in the ofen achila. But rather a din that there has to be a maisa tzli. And not a maisa bishul. So according to this, we understand that this is not considered a maisa bishul. If it was just an isra achila, you're not allowed to eat it. Mavushal here, the metzias, maybe it's mavushal. But according to what Rav Chevroni explained there, that's not the isra. Yisr is not the etzem ha'achila. Yisr is not eating something that's mevushal. This is a chiyuv to do it tzli, but there's not an isr of eating mevushal, so therefore even though here in the metzias it's considered mevushal, it's still not going to be asr. But again, he was mevatel that he didn't do it tzli. Say another pshat in Chamitveria. Not like Rashi, that it's much from Rashi, that the reason by Pesach you're putter is because it's not considered mevushel, just like by Shabbos it's not considered mevushel, and therefore by Pesach it's also not considered mevushel. And again, the issue is that you didn't roast it. But there's no issue of being mevashalit, that's Rashi. Maybe we can say like the Yerushalmi, Perek Zayin, Pesach Shin Espashal, B'chamei Tveria, Ma, what's the name of Pesach that was cooked? And Chamei Tveria. Shrein Amorayin, there are two Amoras who discuss this. Chad Amor Aser, V'chad Amor Mutter. One says Aser, and one says Mutter. Manda Amar Al Tochlu Mimenu Na Vashem Vushem Mimayim. That's the Manda Amar Aser. Manda Amar Aser says, don't eat raw and cooked in water. And the Manda Amar that holds Mutter is Kim Sliyesh. So it would appear that the Manda Amar Aser holds that the reason it's Aser is because it says Al Tochlu Mimenu Vashem Vushem Mimayim. Chamitveri is Mayim. Therefore, it's Aser. Man Damar Mutter holds because it says Kim Sli Esh. If that's true, the lav of Lo Sevushel B'mayim is also referring to the Esh, to the fire. It has to be water with fire, not just cooked in, if it's it's cooked with water and fire. That's the problem. Halav de lo sevushu b'mayim koi gam ken al ha'ish. The lav of cooking it in water is referring also to the fire. Hainu dafka tzli esh. So that's dafka. That it's roasted in fire. Below mavushal be'esh. But it can't be cooked with fire. That's the iser. Now is chami tveria cooked with fire? The answer is no. If the iser is mavushal be'esh b'mayim, then it's aser. But if the iser is that you cook it with fire and water, then it's mutter. And according to this, it's very meduktik, the lashon of the Gemara Pesachim. Maishna Shabbos, the lav told us eish. Pesach Nami lav told us eish. Right, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Pesach requires eish. In other words, the it has to be a mavushal with eish. So it's not because, it's not that you're patur on Pesach because it's not considered mavushal. Like Rashi holds the Gabi Shabbos, but Shabbos is not considered mavushal. If it's not Eish, so too by Pesach. No, it's not whether it's Mefushal. It's that it wasn't done with Eish. And therefore it's Mutter. The only thing is, the person was Mevatel the mitzvah of roasting it. So maybe that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi and not like Rashi. So these are some thoughts on... And Shitas HaRambam being Mavushal, Mavushal B'chamei Tveria. And again, the Rambam paskins LaHalacha that Mavushal, Mavushal B'chamei Tveria is Asur Daraisa, but Ein Lokin. And it's because the Yerushalmi wasn't Poshet the Suffolk, and therefore we go to Chumrah. We suggested maybe there's a difference on Shabbos between where the person is definitely pater for chamei tveria, because on Shabbos the iser is maisa bishul, and here the iser is that a metzias it's mavushal. Maybe here the metzias is mavushal and they didn't do a maisa bishul. Already had the numerous shiurim on this, and hopefully we will return to this topic because it's very fascinating, and we should see continued neflos in Torah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.